It's the unplanned sometimes. You know how it is. Sometimes you plan, sometimes you don't. Usually, the best things to do is to plan well in advance and pay your vacation well in advance, but then to make sure there's lots of room to do fun things. I'm thinking especially about on our trip to Europe. There was a time where we were in Western Finland, and we had about five families we wanted to visit in 3 days. When I say visit some families, we wanted to have some lunch or dinner with them. We wanted to spend some time with them, but we also wanted to have that magical family time at the Airbnb or while we were traveling in a vehicle. And so we made sure to plan really well when we were going to be with others and to make sure that there was some good time in between to go sightseeing and experiencing and just roving around. Well, that's exactly what created some of the best memories. We were on a Saturday in Turku, Finland, and we were set to meet someone, and we wanted to go to a little museum before we met with this person. And so we did. We went to the museum and we looked around, and our family fell in love with this museum. It was both indoor and outdoor. There were some really cool things to see. It was a maritime museum, so there were ships and boats, engines or motors, all these neat things. And we decided we didn't have enough time to see what we wanted to see to explore. So we made a commitment to come back later in the day when we had more free time. And we did. We went and spent some time with a friend, had a wonderful time. We didn't shortchange the experience with a friend. But when we got done with this friend, matter of fact, on the way to see the friend, we also saw a really cool place that was selling ice cream. And we stopped and we made sure to get all the flavors we wanted. And we enjoyed the ice cream on the way to visit a friend. After visiting the friend, we went back to this maritime museum and we looked. Bought tickets and found out that the museum extended inside, outside, had all these cool things. And we spent probably 2 hours in the museum. We strolled, we took our time. We would go back and see what other people were looking at. We'd read the signs. And the museum was off the beaten path. It's probably not even in the top 10 or 20 things to do in this, I believe, third largest city in Finland. But we loved the museum. Matter of fact, it was my third time being back there. The other two times I just wandered around outside and looked at things and it cost nothing. This time it cost a little bit more money, but it was so worth it. Matter of fact, Turku, Finland is the place where they've made several of the largest ships in the world, the cruise ships. If you've ever been on some of the larger cruise ships, it's usually not Norwegian, but typically some of the other cruise lines will have massive ships built there. And so we got to see some of the, I guess, the background of that. Well, additionally, building that buffer, we did that not just in Finland, but we did it at multiple places where you're going about. For instance, one of our children loves chicken wings or chicken tenders or chicken nuggets. And so while we were in London, we were thinking, okay, where can we eat? And we had some really good time built in to be able to take a leisurely, I believe it was kind of a lunch and a dinner combined. And we found a place that he thought would be really good, and it was. And we all stopped and we ate and we leisurely ate. And we ordered quite a bit of food, so we'd even have some leftovers. And we ordered slowly, we waited, and we got off our feet. Feet didn't hurt for a while, and we just relaxed. And we were able to, it wasn't something planned. We were able to be more serendipitous to be able to choose to do some fun things because we had other things planned, but we also had planned in some of that pause time. Some of that, do something else, get off the beaten path a little bit. Going back to Finland, we had an opportunity as we were driving to go visit a certain destination that we wanted to see. We wanted to see the presidential home on a little island. Well, on the way there, I had remembered where some of these largest ships in the world were built. And so we went off to a little shipyard and it was closed. And so we were only able to see some things from the parking lot, but we were able to drive around the parking lot and get some pictures, and it was just off the beaten path. We didn't have to hurry or rush to go to somewhere. We also had time to kind of drive around a little city, our little, I guess, summer area. That's what it's all about, is when you go on vacation, make sure you have it planned. I've heard some people just say, well, everything should be willy-nilly. Just don't plan anything because then it ruins it. No, you'll miss some really cool things if you haven't done your homework, really done your homework. But then you also have to be open. You should be open to finding new things. There's many pictures. Matter of fact, I was going through some pictures with family recently, some extended family, and they asked me what this one picture was. And I'd forgot because I didn't remember what it was. And as we talked about it as a family, we realized it was when we were lost in a city and we saw this really cool statue and we decided to take a picture as we were lost. And we thought, huh, that's kind of cool. We just stumbled across it because we were lost. And you know what? We didn't have an agenda to get to somewhere real quick in a big hurry. I hope as you, what's that saying? All who wander are not lost. Sometimes when you're wandering and you're just finding things, it's very enjoyable. Bon voyage.